A reading from Deuteronomy. So now, Israel, what do you think God expects from you? Just this: live in his presence and holy reverence, follow the road he sets out for you, love him, serve God, your God, with everything you have in you. Obey the commandments and regulations of God that I'm commanding you today. Live a good life. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Thanks be to God.
David and I recently discovered that this is our 10-year anniversary of teaching confirmation class. So we've been doing this for 10 years, and each and every year, it's fun. It's a journey. The Spirit moves and a community is born. And so for those of you who don't know, we meet with the confirmands 2 to 3 times a month. We have class sessions and we learn about God and Jesus and the church and sacraments and worship. We do this in all sorts of ways: scavenger hunts, small group activities, big group activities, discussions. We try to make it fun, enjoyable, and a meaningful experience. We also, all the confirmands have mentors, and so we meet with the mentors twice throughout the year, once to plan a worship service that then the confirmands lead. You might have seen the confirmands busily at worship filling out sheets, because we ask them to come to worship and then fill out these reflection sheets. We also ask them to participate in service projects so that they can help the world, they can help our community close by, so that they share God's love all around.
And when you think about it, yes, 10 years of doing this with the confirmation class, but isn't what we are affirming today something that's asked not just of confirmation students, but asked of each and every one of you, each and every one of us gathered here today? Listen again to those words that we have coming to us from Deuteronomy.
Live in his presence in holy reverence. Follow the road he sets out for you. Love him. Serve God, your God, with everything you have in you. Obey the commandments and regulations of God that I am commanding you today. Live a good life.
So the question in that passage is, what does God expect of us? To live with everything that we have within us. To live with everything that we have within us. Following God, loving God, serving one another, serving God's world. That passage really sums it up. God expects commitment, God expects compassion, and God expects us to be in community. Commitment. Being a Christian and being a member of a family of faith is not a part-time job. It's something that demands all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. God is asking for our commitment. What are we to be committed to? To a life of compassion to the person next to us, compassion to our family and our friends, to fellow church members, but then compassion to the community. We are being called to be committed to compassion to one another and to the world. And yes, we can do that individually, we can be compassionate, but just think of the power when we come together as a community, as a church. And so we are called to be committed, to give everything we have, to show compassion for one another, and then to be in community with one another.
And that's exactly what the confirmands do over that 9-month process. There's some constants in confirmation: food. We always have food, and we thank the parents for that delicious food. Commitment. These confirmands were amazing. With so many of them, you could often think someone just wouldn't come to class. No, they were committed, and we formed a beautiful community. Last Tuesday night, we gathered and we talked about the confirmands' credos, I believe statements. That's their final test at the end of confirmation. And we talked about all sorts of things, but one was really interesting: worship. And one young person started retelling a story that David and I had to go look back in our files to find when we gave it. It was September of this past year. This story is worth retelling because it is clear our call to commitment, compassion, and community.
In 1962, Dick and Judy Hoyt welcomed their son, Ricky, into the world. And because of delivery complications, he was born quadriplegic with cerebral palsy. Doctors said to Dick and Judy, "You really just ought to plan on putting him in an institution." Dick would have nothing of that. Dick took Ricky home and was committed to making give him as full and rich a life as he possibly could. So when the family went sledding, Ricky participated. When they went to play street hockey, Ricky participated. He was involved in the whole life of that family. And the father noticed that whenever they did something together as a family, Ricky just lit up.
And it was confirmed when Ricky was 12, he got a device that helped him communicate. And one of the first things that he communicated with his parents was that he loved being with his dad, and he loved being active, running, sledding, street hockey. When Ricky was 15, he learned of a young boy who became a quadriplegic through an accident. And so he told his dad that he wanted to run the benefit race. He wanted to run the benefit race for this other person who was suffering. His compassion through it all shined through.
But there was a problem. The dad, Ricky, was not a runner. So he would do anything for his son. And so he began to train and get ready for that 5-mile race. And so for 5 miles, the dad pushed Ricky through the race, completed it, but then went on for another 3.5 decades, another 3.5 decades of pushing, pulling, running, getting through these races, triathlons, marathons. For over 35 years, they ran together. And going back to that machine which Ricky could ride on, he said, "Daddy, when I run with you, I forget my disability."
Commitment, compassion to build a better world and a better community. Dick explains that it took a lot. It took this bottomless, amazing, and deep love. It took dedication. It took commitment beyond even his understanding. If you go to their website, their motto is, "You can."
Well, together, friends, this confirmation class has proven that we can. When we come together as a community, we can become committed, we can become compassionate to one another, and we can become compassionate to a world that so desperately needs us.
We challenge them on Tuesday night, these confirmands, that they should stay involved in the church, that we want to see them more than twice a year at Christmas and Easter. We challenge them again, and we challenge each and every one of you. Because our call from God, what does God require of us, is crystal clear: commitment, compassion, in a community. First Church, yes, we can.